Hare Krishna. The mind is illusion's internal advertising agent. The advertising agent is present, that person tries to promote, glamorize and advertise the product by which we will get captivated to purchasing it. So there are many advertising agents and they are masterly persuaders. They can promote products in so attractive a way that we just get captivated. And an object of whose existence we may not have known, whose need we may not have felt, suddenly we start thinking that, oh, I can't live without this. Such a thing happens because that is the perverted genius of advertising agents. Now, it is said that a naive advertising agent would give us, so will tell us about, say, a car. This is the car. So would you like to purchase the car? But an expert advertising agent tells us about the car. So sir, which car would you like to purchase? The red one or the blue one? So now actually there is a choice in illusion is an illusion. The freedom in illusion is illusion. So actually speaking, there is no freedom, there is only a trap over there. So similarly, when we get too captivated by worldly things, then the mind seems to give us freedom. This is the advertising agent seems to give us freedom, but there is actually no freedom. So now just as there are external advertising agents, the mind is our internal advertising agent. Our means not that it is something whom we have hired, but rather it is the agent which act. It is the advertising agent who acts inside us and who beguiles us. So now, what does this imply? That the mind is an advertising agent. We can't turn to advertising agents for advice. Now, if we turn to advertising agents for advice, we'll be fleeced. Because the advertising agents are not interested in our well-being, they are interested in their bottom lines. Similarly, we can't turn to our mind for advice. So, unfortunately, although we can't turn toward the mind for advice, the mind doesn't stop giving us advice. The mind gives us often unsolicited advice and it gives us advice unstoppingly. So, because of this, we get so easily captivated. Because the mind is continuously advertising. Why not take this? Why not eat this? Why not go there? Why not do that? That it's very difficult for us to resist the temptations of the mind. And in that way, we stay trapped in illusion. And the way out of such an illusion is by recognizing the nature of the mind and by knowing that then it's not that just because we want to change, the mind is going to change. It's like we may decide that earlier we may have just eagerly watched advertisements to try to find out, okay, which is the product that I should next purchase. But when we realize that material things cannot give us happiness, when we decrease the influence of materialism on us, then we start focusing on spiritual things, then we don't go around looking for advertisements. We don't dwell on advertisements so much. But that does not mean that advertising agents are going to stop advertising. They will still keep advertising, and it is our responsibility to not get caught by those advertising agents. So similarly, just because we decide to become spiritual doesn't mean that just as external advertising agents are not going to stop putting external advertisements. Similarly, the internal advertising agent, the mind, is not going to stop putting advertisements internally. It is still going to keep aggressively promoting temporary material things. And the way to go beyond these temptations, with the advertisements of the mind, is by focus. Just like there may be billboards on both sides of the road, but when, if we are purposeful about where we are going to go, we don't go about watching the billboard. What is there? What is there? What is there? We focus on moving towards our destination. So like that, when we become spiritually purposeful, we have certain values, certain purposes for our life, and we focus on them. Then when the mind starts subtly, sinisterly, advertising its own fantasized sense objects and tries to distract us from our purposes, we don't pay attention to it. And the Bhagavad Gita calls us for such vigilant action dealing with the mind when it says, Uddharedatmanatmanam natmanam avasadayet atmaiva hi atmano bandhur atmaiva ripuratmanah. It says, Uddharedatmanatmanam. It says, lift yourself with the mind, do not degrade yourself with the mind. The mind is our friend as well as the mind is our enemy. So by recognizing the mind's nature, we can learn to live true to our spiritual nature. Thank you. Hare.